law of destiny. The constitution of each human being is a cumulative effect of his past thoughts, desires, and actions. His past activities are the cause. His present personality is the effect. The effect is called destiny. Your destiny at any time is therefore the result of your past. Your past activities are fait accompli. You have no control over what you have accomplished earlier. You cannot alter them now. You will have to face the results set by those causes. Hence, your present destiny is fixed. You naturally become a victim of your own past activities. If you have had a proper course of education, you would be illiterate now. If not, if you have neglected your study and learning, you would be an illiterate. Likewise, if you had gone through a proper course of spiritual discipline, you would command success and peace in your life. If, however, you had chosen a material and sensual life, you would be mentally agitated and sorrowful. You reap what you sow. This is the law of destiny. People are not aware of this imposing law of nature. In their ignorance, they believe destiny is something which is predetermined. Some accept it as a plan ordained by God. Others presume it is a play of stars and planets. Yet others hold it as a stratagem of luck and accident. These are preposterous presumptions. Destiny is ruled by a scientific law relating to cause and effect. You are the creator of your destiny. There is no extraneous power controlling your life, no God shaping your destiny. God has nothing to do with the type of thought, desire, and action emanating from you. He does not determine their nature. No doubt God is the supreme power that enables you to think, desire, and act. But the quality of your activities is entirely your making. You are the architect of your life. You are responsible for its positive or negative character. You make or mar yourself. Spiritual ignoramuses believe that God does everything, that whatever happens, happens with the will of God, that God has created the world and determined the course of each one's life therein, and consider a human being a victim of God's determination. They do not believe that he has any part to play in molding his life. Whereas the atheists aver that a human being is wholly responsible for whatever happens in life, that human effort is everything, and there is nothing else to it. Vedanta resolves the difference in their points of view. God is no doubt the substratum, prime mover of all activities, as petrol to the movement of all cars. But petrol does not determine the mode and course of their motion. It is the engine that provides the power in the car. The driver determines its direction course. Similarly, the human mind and intellect determine the nature and direction of activities, and they in turn fabricate his destiny, not God. The responsibility of your life therefore lies in your hands. Entertain positive thought and feeling, perform positive action, you meet with fortune. Whereas with negative thought, feeling, and action, you bring about misfortune upon yourself. You mold your destiny. You get what you deserve. It is an unfailing law. Richard Chenevik's Trench puts it across beautifully. The stone that is fit for the wall is not left in the way.